Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Beis, mitzvah 382, as we continue the four mitzvahs related to Pesach Sheni, and we get up to the third of the four. We did the two mitzvahs Aseh, that was the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach Sheni, and the mitzvah of eating the matzah of the Pesach Sheni. Now we get into the two Isurim, the two Lavim associated with Pesach Sheni. First is today's Isur, the Isur of leaving over from the Basar of the Pesach Sheni, L'machraso, until the next day. Says the Torah again, repeating, the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Anachru tmeim lenefesh adam, lamani gara levilti hakrevis karban Hashem mo'ado b'toch b'nei Yisrael." Why should we be left out? We want also to take part in the mitzvah given over to Klal Yisrael. Moshe says, "Wait a minute, imdu ve'eshma ma'itzav Hashem alachem. Wait till I find out exactly what the halach is." But Hashem, that we'll get back to that. Also, in a few minutes, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Hashem says to Moshe, Dabro B'nai Yisrael, tell them, anybody who's Tamil Nefesh, or B'derech Rechoka Lachem, Ola Darosechem, Yasa Pesach, Lashed, they make a Pesach, B'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month, on the 14th day, Ben Harabayim, Yasu Oso, even though it's not Pesach, it is not Yantif. Many of the halachos that apply to the Karban Pesach apply. First of all, that there is a mitzvah. Number two, that there's a mitzvah of matzah umarar. And number three, the iser of today. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boker. One is not allowed to leave it over till the morning. As if it's regular Pesach. You have a time to eat it up till the morning. The etzem liish ruvo. And one is not allowed to break the bone. Bez Hashem, we'll get to that in the next mitzvah. Kuchal chukas ha Pesach yasu oso. All the halachos of Pesach apply to it. The iser of leaving over the Karban Pesach Sheni. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo lehosir klum mi besar Pesach HaSheni l'machraso, not to leave over any amount. Shuyom chamisha asar bi'ir, shenemar le'ashim imenu aboker. So this lehosir klum, if you remember, a couple of years ago, we discussed this as well. Shelo lehosir klum means even pashtus less than a kezias. The Minchas Chinuch points this out on Mitzvah Ches, earlier in Parshas Bo, where that's the mitzvah of leaving over Pesach Rishon. So there, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, there he says, Rav Machaber Hosev Milas Klum, Kasev Shalom Hosev, Ve'efshar Lomer, the Kavanas Rav Machaber, Kivan to Lav Ze, Einu Ba'achila, this doesn't have to do with eating, Imkin Efshar, Ein Sarah Kizayas. Even if you left over a tiny amount, even less than a kezias, lav dafka, a mitzvah of leaving over what you could have eaten. No, it's dafka even any tiny amount. The Rambam writes kezias, but he thinks that's what the chiddush is, that even less than a kezias. So he says it's by these two, and we mentioned then, again a number of years ago, that there are a number of isurim that all relate to the mitzvah of leaving over. We have the mitzvah of leaving over Pesach Rishon. We have the mitzvah of leaving over Pesach Sheni. We have the mitzvah of leaving over other karbanos. If you look in mitzvah Kuf Mem Beis, at the beginning of Vayikra, also the mitzvah of leaving over other karbanos. The mitzvah Sadi, here the mitzvah 90, that is back in Shmos, that's the Isra of leaving over the Chelev on the Emurin of the Karban Pesach. So again, many mitzvahs related to Pesach, but also related to general karbanos. There's an Isra of leaving over in Tav Pei Vav, later in Dvarim, leaving over the Basar of the Chagigas Yudalin that is brought along with the Karban Pesach. So there are, out of all the mitzvahs, four out of five of them, of the Hashara, of the leaving over Isurim, applied to Karban Pesach, and then there's one other that includes all other karbanos. Again, the focus being, we mentioned this point before, focus being that Karban Pesach, more than any other karban, has a focus on eating. And therefore, the Torah is emphatic about not leaving anything over. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, the Isser of leaving over the Basar of the karban that goes with the Karban Pesach, along with the Chelev, you know, you always have to do exactly what is demanded for the Karban Pesach. So this is the Isser of Nosar, of the Isser, of leaving it over, and again, if it's left over, one has to burn it. Kol Anyana, the Chinuch continues, Kol Anyana Balav Haba Alzeh, B'Pesach Rishon, HaKosav, look back what I wrote there, V'Usham Lav Shady, the second Lav there, which is Mitzvah Ches, and if you remember, he doesn't quote the Hashkafa here, but if you remember the Hashkafa behind the Mitzvah of the Isser of Nosar, of Pesach Rishon, the Chinuch said over there, Bishar She Mitzvah, Mashagazah B'Shchitaso, Lizkar Nisi Mitzrayim. First and foremost, to remember the Nisim. V'zeshen is tavinish lo lohosir imenu. Ha'inyanu kederech melachim v'sarim. We're like kings, free people. She'nem srichem lohosir mitafshilim yom al yom. We don't have to save leftovers. We're worried, I'm going to cook a lot, so I have leftover tomorrow. No, we are special. We are princes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us tomorrow. We don't have to worry. Like the Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Vav, where the Gemara describes the Talmid, the master of Yochanan Ben Zakkai, why is it that the Hashem brings the man every single day instead of one fell swoop? I think that was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but the Talmidim asked him why. So Hashem said, the Gemara says, because Hashem wants us to turn to Him every single day and daven to Him. So you're too, right? We don't leave over, we don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. V'yal Kain says the Chinuch there in Mitzvah Ches, Amar Shem Yusar, Bimeno She Yisrof, burn it. Kedavar Sheino Chafetz Bo, Kederach Malchi Adama, right? We always eat fresh. We became kings, and therefore we act like kings. Therefore, you have to eat it in its time. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you a certain amount of time to partake of it, and that is what we do. So that's the Isser of leaving over. A couple of general points, though, getting back, we have four mitzvahs to talk about the concept of Pesach Sheni. The biggest mussar that many mefarshim talk about regarding the people of Pesach Sheni is the Laman Igara, the attitude of Laman Igara. Let's focus first on Pesach Sheni and then we'll branch out. Says the Aznaim Latar of Sarotskin, Harbe mitzvahs nemru bePesach. There are a lot of mitzvahs here. Seor, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Simchas Yantif. So, why are they so complaining? There are so many other mitzvahs they could do. They could eat matzah, they don't have to eat chametz, there are so many other mitzvahs that they could be involved in. Why are they so upset that they're missing one mitzvah? Uvi'prat, machmas ones, omebnekiyah mitzvahs, halavayas hameis, they were osik b'mitzvah. Potem in a mitzvah. Aval says the Azayin LaTorah, avoseinu nochei nefesh, lo nachu v'lo shaktu. They didn't rest. They didn't say, okay, we have all these mitzvahs. They said, no, we want more. Arkama, he says, we have the attitude of, no, don't leave us out. And he says, look at our generation. Halo b'doroseinu elu, says the Zayin LaTorah, 70, 60 years ago. Smeichem elagil, we're so happy when we have a defense, when we have a teretz. Oh, we don't have to go. Okay, I was going to do it, but I don't. We have the attitude of Baruch Sheptarani. Baruch Sheptarani about life, says the Zayin LaTorah, is just the opposite of Laman Igara. V'yesh ke'ela shebelibam pnima, heimem mevarche, Baruch Sheptarani. Vod anu misparim, biskad musenu, vispas chusenu kaviyachol. Right, we don't have it. We go to shul, and then all of a sudden, there's no tachna dovo rachim. Ah, we all breathe a sigh of relief. Ah, oh, there's a moel. Oh, what kind of attitude is that? Less davening? We're all happy? Right, the Prima Gadim quotes that 200 years ago, 250 years ago, they used to throw the chasanim out of shul. They wanted to say tachnun. They wanted to. Now we look for a shul. Oh, where are they not going? Where's the chasa davening today? We say, no. Lama nigara. Why? We don't want to be left out. And he even adds, there's no tree cone. It's Rashi Tevas. Lama nigara. Lama nihyeh kigayim rishayim va'arelim. The three types of people that are usher to partake of the current Pesach. Called Benecha, a non-Jew. And a mumar, called Benecha. We had to discuss that mitzvah also. And an arel, kol arel yochal bal. So lama nigara. Why should we be less than anyone else? We want to partake of the mitzvah. And there are many examples of those who wanted to partake of mitzvahs. Nobody less than the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this. Moshe, and then we'll go back even earlier in history. The Gemara says in Sota, on Daf Yudalev, the end of the first parak, Darash Rav Simloi. Rav Simloi says, Mipnei ma nisava Moshe Rabbeinu likarnes l'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chi lechom mipir Yehud Sarech. Oh, lispo mituva, here there was a great restaurant. He wanted to eat in, right? Or he heard the fruit by the Kinneret were delicious, which they were. But is that why he wanted to go in? He says, no, Elakach Amar Moshe. Moshe says as follows. Harbe mitzvahs distavu Yisrael, famous kaimen el Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael commanded in, and they can only be mekayim them in Eretz Yisrael. Harbe mitzvahs, famous kaimen el, ekanis anila aris, kadeshis kaimu kulan al yadi. I want to go in so I can be mekayim all of them. So the pashtus is, he's talking about the mitzvahs hatzlius baaretz. That's the pashas of the Gemara. You might see on a deeper level, if you read it closely, he says, many mitzvahs Bnei Yisrael were commanded, and you cannot be mekayim them except in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say, and those, you cannot be mekayim. He says, many mitzvahs Bnei Yisrael were commanded, and they cannot be fulfilled. What do you mean they cannot be fulfilled? Most of them can be fulfilled anywhere. Most sounds like from the Gemara, then all the mitzvahs. So maybe this is alluding to the idea of the Ramban, where the Ramban writes in Parshas Achrimos that even though there are many mitzvahs shebegufo, but even mitzvah shebegufo, the Ramban writes in a very famous piece, have a certain element that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and one cannot fulfill that element Even tefillin are different. Even tzitzis are different. Every mitzvah is different in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Rabban writes that every nation, every land has a koach that Hashem put above them. Hashem anichbad bara hakol v'sam b'koach hatachtona b'elyonim v'nosan al kol am ba'am ba'aretz osam l'go yehem kocha v'mazlov yaduah v'chulu. Except Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, eini Hashem alkecha, but tamim eit, meretz is Hashem arach rishana. Kodesh Baruch Hu watches, so it's the palace of the king. Special hashgacha there. And therefore, even though we have to do mitzvahs everywhere, says the Ramban in a much discussed line, the mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz are somewhat practiced, somewhat to make sure that when we get back to Eretz Yisrael, we still know how to fulfill them. He bases on a Sifri. The Sifri says, "Afanishani magala eschem in aretz lechutz laaretz heyu mitzuyanim b'mitzvus shekashetachzru lo yu aleichem chadashim." Even like tefillin and mezuzah, the Gra wanted to say it's a wrong gear, so it should be like trumas u'maisrus. But Rashi quotes it, and the Ramban quotes it, many Rishonim quote it. It's hard to get out of. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein quotes over the story that one time he picked up his Rebbe Rav Huttner from the airport. And when he picked up his Rebbe, he says, please, I have to go to shul, I have to put on tefillin. He says, Rebbe, you have to put on tefillin on the plane. So Rav Huttner told him, he says, no, that was Chutz La'aretz tefillin. Now I have to put on Eretz Yisrael tefillin. But that's a little diak in this Gemara. But the main point of this Gemara, in Sota, Daf Yudalid, is that Moshe Rabbeinu yearns, has a taiva to do mitzvahs. Again, this is many places the story is told in the Otzvos HaTorah. They quote from the Chafetz Chaim. The one time the Chafetz Chaim, one of the Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim, was a Thursday night. He had done a mishmar, and he used to sleep in people's houses. People used to have boarders. So he was walking back to his house at very late at night or early in the morning, and he sees the Chafetz snowing, cold. He sees the Chafetz Chaim wandering around the street. And he's wondering, what is he doing? What's the Chafetz Chaim doing? He says, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, nothing, nothing, nothing. He says, what are you doing, Rebbe? He says, I don't want to tell him. He says, the next day, the Talmud sees the wife of the Chafetz Chaim. He says, why was Rebbe walking around all day, all night? So he says, no, you don't understand. He didn't do Kiddush Levana yet. It's been snowing the whole month. And he was tonight, last night was the last night. So he was looking. Maybe the moon would appear for 1 second. He wanted to do Kiddush Levana. This is the attitude of Pesach Sheni. The opposite of Baruch Shep Tarani from the situations. The attitude of, I yearn to do mitzvahs. And finally, the last example of this that we could quote is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, where Moshe Feinstein writes in Parshas Vayera, "V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ol Kachom Hayom." The pasuk says that Avram Avinu was sitting at the door, looking outside. Rashi quotes, "Lafi Shera'uhu Mitztayer," because Hashem saw that he was in such pain by not having guests, he sent guests to him. Ask for Moshe Feinstein, I don't understand. He didn't have guests. What was he upset about? If you're in the situation of a mitzvah and you can't do the mitzvah, then Mamela, I understand, you can't do it. You want to go to a mitzvah and you can't because you're sick. But here, there were no guests. It wasn't like there were guests and he couldn't have them in. There were no guests. So what was Avram Avinu so upset for? Says Rav Moshe, it's like v'dami l'chora l'echad sheyitzta'er b'yemei hachol al she'ein ayom Shabbos. It's like somebody who's crying all day on Tuesday because it's not Shabbos. It's not shayach to be Shabbos now. It's not in that situation. So to hear, if it's not, there are no guests, then there's no situation of the mitzvah. So what's the issue? Says the Rav Moshe, no, because Avram Avinu desired to do mitzvos. He had the taiva to be in the situation of mitzvos. He had the Pesach Sheni attitude. V'tzorach lomer, du mitzad etzem ha'ava l'chesed, like the pasuk says, em kesef talve, the mitzvah miyuchedes, sheha'ad, he said, like Ramosha writes there, mitzvah miyuchedes sheha'adam yis'ave la'asos chesed. He says, just like somebody who loves a davar gashmi, even if it's not there, he still has a taiva for it and he yearns for it. Somebody loves pizza. Somebody loves pizza, so they could taste the pizza, they could dream about pizza, even though the pizza's not there. What are you so excited about? No, it's not here, but I love it. It's part of who I am. I have a taiva for it. Says Rav Moshe, that's the level that we have to be on by mitzvahs as well. We have to have a taiva for them. We have to yearn for them. Yeah, maybe think about Shabbos when it's not Shabbos. Think about a mitzvah and dream about a mitzvah and be so excited about it even when the situation is not there. That's what we find. And he quotes the Moshe Rabbeinu, not the example that we gave, going into Eretz Yisrael. The other example, quoted at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the Ari Miklat, even though they weren't going to work until after Bnei Yisrael went in all six. But it doesn't matter. Moshe could do a little bit of a mitzvah, become Makom Mitzad Ahava Asa, Av Shalachora Ein Bazeh Mitzvah. He could just get a Sheikhus to a mitzvah, a little bit of a mitzvah. That's this Pesach Sheni attitude, like we quoted 2 days ago. that they said, you know what, even just bring it on our behalf and Tahorim could eat it, even if we're not going to be able to eat it. Good, so that is the hashgafic point. There is a halachic issue that is related to this whole discussion, and that's based on a Tosfos in Meseches Psachim. Tosfos Gimel Mevezim Psachim quotes the story, the fascinating story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. There was a non-Jew that used to go up and eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and he was boasting. This Aramean was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that he used to go up to Yerushalayim and eat the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira wanted to trip him up. And he said to him, ah, did they give you the tail? Because Safalei Me'alia, he says, no. He says, oh, they didn't give you anything yet. The tail's the best part. And he was tripping him up because the tail is hukrav. It's chalef. So Kisal Kislasa, when he got there, this time he said, give me the tail. Give me the tail. So they say, what? Who told you? And then they were bodik, and this is how they tripped him up, and they killed him. Big question. Why was he chayiv misa in that case? Either way, that's not our issue now. Tosfos says there, though, on Gimel Mebezim Im Sachim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was in Netzivan, and he sent this guy to Yerushalayim and tripped him up, gave him the wrong information. But why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? Asked Tosfos. Tosfos has a couple of answers. Number one, Tosfos says, Yesh lomar shalo haya lo karka. He didn't own land. And that's part of your only chayef to be able to rego if you have land. Or Zakin, he was old. He was old. Sheinu yochel alech baraglov de pater mi pesach. Inami, third answer. Huge discussion. Nitzivin chutz laretzi. It was a chutz laretz. Sounds like from Tosfos that if you're in chutz laretz, you have no chiv to be ola regel. So this is a tremendous chiddush, but it's much discussed. What does Tosfos mean? What does it mean that he didn't have karka, he didn't have this, he didn't have that? Says the tzlach. Says the Nodeb Yehuda on that Tosfos right there. Hine, ein kavanas haTosfos, shemi she'ein lo karka patur mipesach. No, Tosfos doesn't mean that if you don't have karka, you're patur from Karban Pesach. No, what do you mean? Everybody has a chiv of Karban Pesach. Or, if you live in chutz laretz. Shezeinu kushya. Devada. He says the issue was that he would talk about Karban Pesach specifically has the patur of derech rechoka. That's the issue. And therefore, this just explained why he didn't go, and then Memela, he relied on the patur of derech rechoka. And then he has the key line. Ve'lo matzinu sheyehe mechuyev la'alos ulehiskarev kodem zman haPesach. I never found that you have to come close to be within the borders of the derech krova in order to do the Karban Pesach. Ubi yedalak shemegiyaz manari derech mechoka. Ava hoksha lahem, Tosfos was bothered. Lama lo alo l'regel. She's a mitzvah called Yisrael alos. So Tosfos is explaining why there was a patur of aliyah l'regel. Not a patur of Pesach. Pesach was because he was derech mechoka. And he relied on the patur of derech mechoka. Say the achronim on the tzlach, the Minchas Chinuch says, derech mechoka? He relied on it? Are you able to just stay home and not put yourself into a position of the mitzvah? Is that true? Says the Minchas Chinuch right there in mitzvah hey, by the first mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Says the Minchas Chinuch, let me just find, he said, V'dvar v'ni muvanim klal, devadai, mitzvah saseya kol Yisrael, lazo da Pesach, kol mitzvah saseya shebo'olam. If a person has to go somewhere to do a mitzvah, of course he's obligated. U'mechuyev le'alech mikseya aretz, lizkarev atzmokti l'kayim, mitzvah saseya. No, of course he has to try to go there. What's the tzlach talking about? Achim avar v'uberech rechoka, yishtinim, if you happen to be b'dyeved, derech rechoka, so then this is what you do. Avo bevadai, mechuyev le'izkarev l'kayim, mitzvah saseya. U'ledvar, according to him, all Jews that live more than tesvav mil are derech rechoka, pater. So most Jews wouldn't do Pesach Rishon. It's crazy, says the Minchas Chinuch. So the tzlach's chiddush in explaining Tosfos is not so accepted. But this is the issue of, do you have a chiyuv? Now this is a halachic issue related to the previous hashkafic issue. Do you have a chiyuv to put yourself into a situation of doing mitzvos? On a hashkafic level, for sure, says the Minchas Asher right here in Baal Oscha. You're not mevatel a mitzvah by staying b'derech rechoka. It's just like if you didn't build a sukkah, you didn't buy a lulav, and then memela comes sukkahs, I don't have a sukkah, I don't have a lulav. So you're a mevatel a mitzvah, but for sure, you're ne'enash upstairs. Mishum sheyish chiyuv klali ala adam l'chabev ha-mitzvahs, u'lehishtadel b'kiyuman, v'chiyuv zem mechayev lidog lefnei zman ha-chiyuv, sheyeh b'yado l'kayim ha-mitzvah. So you have to be worried about it, like making sure I have a big adal ha-kanfas to be chayev etzitzes, These are all issues that come up. Related in the Chashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, on that Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Gimel, he discusses, interesting Shaila, does a Kohen have a Chiv to make Aliyah in order to be able to Duchen every day? Birchas Kohanim. That's a Shaila, putting yourself into a situation of a mitzvah. If you lived in Israel, you Duchen every day. Here in Chutz La'aretz, you don't. So he quotes the Magen Avram in Simin Yud Gimel. She'ein Adam Chayav Lazobis Iro Lolechas Lerecheres Kedi Lakayim Mitzvah Tzitzis. You don't have to go somewhere else to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis, says the Magen Avram, if the only Tzitzis is in a different town. Lachin Mestaber, says Reb Zilberstein, forgetting the issue of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, assuming, separate from that issue, just per se, in terms of the Duchening, he assumes there's no Chiyav to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, especially where there'll be a situation, he says, of Ibud Parnasa. But obviously, you have everybody has to weigh this very objectively in terms of not using this as an excuse. One final point, and that is the Minchas Ariel, which is a Sefer on Chumash, which I quoted last summer, in Parshas Pinchas, he's mayor, that there were four mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the halacha, and therefore he waited to speak to Hashem. Beno Slavchan, Pesach Sheini, Mechari Fumagadef, and Mekoshesh. By two of them, he points out, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to talk to Moshe. And the other two, he just waited, I'm going to talk to Hashem. And the other two, he just waited for Hashem to talk to him. Why? By Pesach Sheni and Bnos Slavchad, these were people who wanted to do a mitzvah. They didn't want to lose out. So Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and went to find out what the halacha is. But the other two, it was about pinning people to death. By Mekoshesh, by Mecharif and Megadev. So Moshe's like, you know what? I'll wait till Hashem talks to me. I don't have to rush to put somebody to death. And therefore, those are the four, and split up with two and two. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Hashem, we'll do the last mitzvah. The last mitzvah related to Pesach Sheni.